Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 7th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program. Every day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Yes, indeed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 275 points, a rise of 2.5%. It closed at 11,414. Bank of America stock is in the Dow up 7% after a management shakeup, although the CEO stays on. NASDAQ Composite Index up 75 points, 3%. S&P 500 a gain of 33 points, 2.9%. The 10-year bond yield up to 2.036%. A big economic speech tomorrow lifted spirits on the stock market today. President Obama is expected to call for $300 billion in economic stimulus before a joint session of Congress. But there is one more of these tomorrow, not in Congress, but at the Economic Club of Minnesota, where Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is coming by for lunch. Market players have latched onto the possibility that Bernanke will embrace a different kind of stimulus called, you heard this term, Operation Twist. It's about using fancy Fed footwork to lower long-term interest rates. Karen Shaw Petru of Federal Financial Analytics helps us with this one.
The Fed has done everything it can and then some to lower short-term interest rates, which are at zero or increasingly even in negative territory. But the economy, particularly in sectors like mortgages, isn't funded overnight. It relies on longer-term money, and the Fed's view there is that rates there may still be so high as to block aspects of the recovery.
It would be mortgage rates. It might even be car loans. You can understand where if you brought down longer-term interest rates a bit, it might encourage people to borrow and then therefore to buy. And that might then trickle down to, what, jobs?
That's the hope. I have to say what concerns me, particularly in the mortgage sector, is mortgage rates are already at a low we haven't seen since the Second World War. And the reason people are hesitant to buy a new house is not that they can't make the interest rates work for them, it's that they can't make taking on mortgage risk work for them because they don't have a job or they're just flat out scared.
So, Operation Twist, it is not a retro dance craze. It is not a mixed drink. It's fancy Fed footwork. That's what it is.
That is exactly what it is. We have to hope the Fed knows how to rumba.
Karen Shaw Petru at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. The first time Operation Twist was tried was early in John F. Kennedy's presidency. According to a recent Fed document, Twist was, quote, an homage to the dance craze then sweeping the nation. Now on to our alternative index, a way each day to recognize that the stock market numbers are not the only or the best way to understand the economy. It's from the World Economic Forum, which lowered the U.S. on its list of world's most competitive economies. The U.S. fell for the third straight year and is now fifth. S countries seem to have the current advantage. The top three spots for competitiveness are held by Switzerland, Singapore, and Sweden. Dragging the U.S. down, the World Economic Forum cites, among other things, wastefulness, burdensome regulation, and a lack of transparency in policymaking. If you're curious about China, it came in at 26, beleaguered Greece. You don't even want to know. You can see the list at the index section of marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.